With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Thanksgiving travel rush expected to be bigger than ever this year. AAA predicting that nearly 80 million people in the U.S. will venture at least 50 miles from home between Tuesday and next Monday, most of them by car. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the East Coast could get hit with a Thanksgiving storm that brings rain and snow.
When all is said and done, by the end of the week, we'll be left with colder than average temperatures across the eastern and central U.S. with likely some lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lakes.
California bracing for more snow and rain while still grappling with some flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. The National Weather Service issuing a winter storm warning for California's Sierra Nevada through Tuesday. At airports, the Transportation Security Administration says it could screen a record number of U.S. travelers on Sunday. Meanwhile, the head of the FAA says a shortage of air traffic controllers could cause some flight delays. Also at SRNNews.com, an Israeli diplomat says an Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire deal is very close.
The Israeli ambassador to Washington says a ceasefire deal to end fighting between Israel and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah could be reached within days. Mike Herzog tells Israeli Army Radio there remains points to finalize and that any deal required agreement from the government. But he says we're close to a deal and that it can happen very soon. Among the issues that remain is an Israeli demand to reserve the right to act should Hezbollah violate its obligation under the emerging plan. The deal seeks to push Hezbollah and Israeli troops out of southern Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising toward records and adding to last week's gains. The Dow ahead 323 points, the Nasdaq adding 91. This is SRN News. A new agency targets Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's upper house of parliament has endorsed a bill banning adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The Federation Council has also approved bills that outlaw the spread of material that encourages people not to have children. The legislation, which was previously approved by Russia's lower house, will now go to President Vladimir Putin for signing into law. This is SRN News. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy's vote to impeach President-elect Trump could come back to haunt him ahead of his 2026 re-election.
Cassidy was one of seven Senate Republicans who voted to convict Mr. Trump in 2021, and he has at times been vocally critical of the president-elect. Trump, in turn, has bashed him as a, quote, total flake and, quote, a stiff. Cassidy's campaign spokesman confirmed that the senator is running for re-election, though he hasn't made a formal announcement yet. Some Republicans already expect the Louisiana senator to face a primary challenge as his vote and past remarks receive renewed scrutiny. The Louisiana Republican irked members of his party when he voted to convict Trump, prompting the state party to censor him. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And a Civil Air Patrol plane crash in Colorado, killing the aircraft's pilot, Susan Walber, and an aerial photographer, Jay Roten. The crash in Larimer County on Saturday, the aircraft on a routine training mission. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.